order or come to order.
Members, please vote to signify their presence. If all members voted, secretary close the roll.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning. Senator Vic Fisher and Senator Sackett are excused from the call of Senate today. Senator Vic Fisher is present.
We stand for the invocation.
Lord, as these senators go about their work, they are surrounded by a clamor of voices. They hear from unions, from businesses, from municipalities, from professional associations, from political action groups. The list is long, and those who speak have frequently not thought beyond the immediate thing they seek. It is difficult to weigh and to sort the conflicting demands of these voices, and it's easy to forget that there are those who have no voice. For these especially, let the voice of conscience speak, that voice which calls for justice and the welfare of all citizens, regardless of station or influence. As the weekend approaches, we ask your presence, your protection, and your blessing upon these legislators. Give to each of them that which is needed to keep them true and loyal workers in your kingdom. Amen.
Does the secretary certify as correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 39th legislative day.
Senator Ray?
Mr. President, I move the journal for the 39th legislative day be approved as certified.
Without objection, so ordered. Are there guests for introduction this morning? Senator Paul Fisher?
Yes, Mr. President, my fellow assembly persons. Behind us in the gallery, we have a gal from Kenai who is now serving on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly, as well as she did formerly serve on the city council in the city of Kenai, as well as being on the planning commission of the borough. It's Mrs. Betty Glick.
Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, in the far gallery is a woman friend of mine and her child, Jean and Amy Moe.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce the constituent of mine, a new constituent, I might say, man from Nundalton up in the Lake Clark, Illiana area, Mr. Jim Wilson.
Senator Joseph.
Mr. President, what is now the far gallery is a constituent from Anchorage and executive director of the Anchorage Community Development Corporation, Pat Kay.
We welcome you here this morning. Senator Ray?
Mr. President, we have a sixth grade class from the Capitol School visiting us today. They are studying government and the American legislative process. They're here with their teacher, Ms. Christine Cook. And when I ask to call your names, would you please stand up? Chris Hansen, Dina Brown, Greg Endicott, Jerry Shook, Eric McKinnon, Steve Enix, Toby Foster, Marcia Johnson, Katrina Walt, Daryl Giroux, Ray Evanson, and Brian Nichols. Welcome to the Senate.
Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are there messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Are there communications?
There are no communications.
Reports to standing committees.
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered Senate Bill No. 18, making appropriations to the University of Alaska for construction of classroom facilities, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and due pass, signed Senator Josephson, Chairman, concurring Senators Halford, Paul Fisher, Vic Fisher, and Moss. Senate Bill 18 has a further referral to finance. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered Senate Bill No. 104, relating to labor relations between school boards and other public employers and their employees, and reports it back as follows with a fiscal note. Senator Eliason, Chairman, and Senator Rohde signed due pass. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. SB 104 has a further referral to finance. The Finance Committee considered Senate Special Concurrent Resolution No. 1, disapproving Executive Order No. 53, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Ferguson, Josephson, and Mulcahy. Senator Fakes and Senator Vic Fisher signed no recommendation. SSCR1 has no further referral.
Rules Committee for placement.
The Finance Committee considered House Bill number 166, making special and supplemental appropriations for oil and gas matters, and recommends do pass with an amendment. Signed, Senator Bennett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Josephson, Mulcahy, Ferguson, Vic Fisher, and Fakes. HB 166 has no further referral.
Please stand, Mr. President.
To Rules Committee.
February 24, dear Mr. President, pursuant to your instructions and in accordance with AS 3905080, the Senate Judiciary Committee has reviewed the following executive appointments: Norman C. Gorsuch, Attorney General, Department of Law, and Robert J. Sundberg, Commissioner, Department of Public Safety. There were no stated objections to confirmation of the named individuals by committee members. This does not necessarily indicate an intention to vote for or against the individuals named at the time of the joint session on confirmations. Sincerely, Bill Ray, Chairman, Senate Judiciary Committee. Those are the standing committee reports.
Are there reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
There are bills for first reading and reference.
Senate Bill number 146 by Senators Sturgiluski, Paul Fisher, Halford, and Gilman, an act relating to the State Bonding Act and the coordination of bond sales.
Commerce Finance.
Senate Bill number 147 by Senator Curtula, an act relating to safeguarding self-identity and address of motor vehicle operators involved in accidents.
State Affairs Judiciary.
Senate Bill number 148 by Senator Curtula by request, an act allowing a retirement credit for certain leaves of absence and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill number 149 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation for 1982 permanent fund dividends and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 150 by the Finance Committee, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Environmental Conservation for water and sewer grants, special appropriations to an unincorporated community and municipalities for water, sewer, or solid waste grants, to the Department of Education for a water grant, and to the Department of Environmental Conservation for water and sewer studies, and providing for an effective date.
This legislation has been through other appropriate committees. We turn it to Finance Committee.
Senate Bill number 151 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act relating to regional resource development authorities and providing for an effective date.
Resources and Finance.
Senate Bill number 152 by the Finance Committee, an act merging the Division of Budget Management, the Division of Policy Development and Planning, and the latter's Office of Coastal Management into one office and providing for an effective date.
Finance, so to ask resources. Chairman, just to take a quick look at the bill, I don't think it needs to go to the committee. It does have coastal management implications.
Those are the new bills this morning, Mr. President.
It takes us to the daily calendar. You have the floor, Mr. Commerce Chairman.
President, could we revert to the introduction of guests?
Without objections.
I see a former constituent of yours in the other gallery, and he's, at the present time, he's my constituent, the city manager of Cordova, Perry Lovett.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce one that I missed a while ago.
And, floor, Senator.
It's a good friend out of North Pole area, and his name is Lyle Alliso. And the thing about it is, he's down here as a North Pole City Council member and Alaska Municipal League. So I hope that when he visits the rest of you senators, you'll be kind to him and give him a good word that we're going to get everything we need for North Pole.
Glad to have you this morning. Secretary, please read the bill.
Senate Joint Resolution number 7 by Senator Mulcahy, opposing the imposition of a halibut moratorium and the establishment of a share system for halibut in Alaska. The Resources Committee considered this resolution and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring, Senators Eliason, Ziegler, Vic Fisher, Mulcahy, and Paul Fisher. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 7, ask unanimous consent.
Objection, committee substitute has been adopted. Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. Chairman, I'd move the title change of the committee substitute, ask unanimous consent.
No objection. Title has been changed. The Secretary read the title.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 7, Resources, by the Resources Committee, relating to the imposition of a halibut moratorium and the establishment of a share system for halibut in Alaska.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator Ray?
There are no amendments. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 7, Resources, be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, placed in final passage.
No objection. So ordered. The Secretary read the bill in third reading by title.
Committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 7, Resources, relating to the imposition of a halibut moratorium and the establishment of a share system for halibut in Alaska.
The bill is before you for discussion and debate. Senator Mulcahy has the floor.
Mr. President, the North Pacific Fishery Management Council is recommending a moratorium on halibut. As we're all aware, a moratorium is the first step to limited entry. Around the state, we have some real mixed emotions on this. Some parts of the state are strongly opposed to the moratorium. Other parts of the state strongly support a moratorium. Others that do support the moratorium would not support it if it was looking towards a share quota system. This committee substitute recognizes that division amongst the state and asks that all the concerns and letters and comments be looked at very seriously by the Secretary of Commerce. The committee substitute also addresses and opposes the consideration that's being given to a share quota system as a type of limited entry. I ask for your support in this resolution.
Are you ready for the question? The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Joint Resolution number 7 shall pass the Senate? You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 excused.
Committee substitute Senate Joint Resolution 7 has been adopted by the Senate. Secretary, read the citation count.
Citation honoring Fannie Werner by Senator Curtula. A citation honoring Lynn Freeman Stevens by Senator Curtula.
Senator Ray.
President, I would move the citations be adopted as read.
Objection, so ordered. Citation calendar is adopted. Takes us to unfinished business this morning. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent that a letter dated 24 February 83 to Dan Heckey for myself relating to the allegations I made yesterday about the governor and certain members of his administration be placed in the journal today.
Would you ask it for the supplementary journal?
I'm asking for the journal.
The motion has been moved to place the statement by Senator Ferguson into the journal. Is there objection? So ordered. You have the floor, Senator. We're at ease. We're down to unfinished business. Announcement of committee meetings this morning. Are there announcements of committee meetings? Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, the Senate Subcommittee on Education will start meeting next week at Monday morning between 8 and 9, and it will be continuous meetings on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, either in the Senate Finance Committee room or the Senate Hess, whichever is open until that schedule conflicts with Senate Finance. we'll be starting out next Monday with other K-12 support.
Senator Moss.
Mr. President, there'll be a meeting at 11 this morning in the Belch Room of the Special Committee on Agriculture. We intend to try to find out what the administration is going to do with agriculture and what their policy is so we can set a policy for our own selves. That'll be 11 a.m. this morning, as soon as we get out of here.
Senator Moss, if I might be privileged to ask, are you having members of the administration testify?
Yes.
Thank you. It's the organizational meeting of the committee. Senator Victor Fisher.
Mr. President, State Affairs is having a hearing tomorrow in Anchorage from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Westwood Hotel on a number of Susitna bills. This is a continuation of hearing process that started very successfully yesterday afternoon.
Senator Bennett, Mr. Finance Chairman.
The Finance Committee will meet Tuesday, March 1st at 8:30 a.m., taking up committee substitute for Senate Bill 21, an act relating to grants for water and sewage. On Wednesday, March 2nd at 8:30, it will take up Senate Bill 150, an act making supplemental appropriation in the Department of Environmental Conservation. At that time, we'll also take up the supplemental appropriation for the Capitol Bill in 1983.
Further announcement, committee meetings, resources, chairperson.
Mr. President, today at 3 p.m. in the Senate Finance Committee room, Senate Resources will be hearing Senate Bill 14, an act establishing state forest, and Senate Bill 108, an act establishing the Fairbanks State Forest and a program for the management of state forests and state and forest lands of the state. On February 28th, Monday, in the Belch room at 3 p.m., we'll be hearing Senate Bill 79 relating to toxic and hazardous waste substance in the workplace. And on Friday the 4th, in the Belch at 3 p.m., we'll have a briefing by the Department of Environmental Conservation on auto emissions control plans, hazardous waste regulations, effluent turbidity standards, and the stream reclassifications.
Further committee announcements? There are items under special orders this morning.
President.
Senator Sturgeluski.
Thank you. I'd move and ask unanimous consent I'd be allowed to have the privilege of the floor to address the body on the piece of legislation that I introduced this morning.
Without objection.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today I introduced a bill, SB 146. It's an act relating to the State Bond Act, and it provides for an effective date. The bill I'm introducing seeks to provide coordination in the issuance of debt so that the state agencies, and political subdivisions can get the best, I would hope, interest rates and terms possible. There are some technical changes that will allow the State Bond Committee to function more effectively. In addition, the State Bond Committee will be required to produce an annual report which will focus on a debt policy so that the legislature and voters can make some informed decisions about various issues coming before them. I think the changes that are called for in this bill are necessary. Times have changed a lot since the State Bond Act was first made a law. There have been and there will be changes in the national bond market. We've already found that the usage of tax-exempt bonds has been severely restricted, that bonds now have to be registered, and that's a major change, and there's certainly more competition for the government among issues of government bonds for dollars. On the state, it's rather amazing. We now spend as much on debt service as we ever collected in income tax. And the debt of the state's public corporations and local government dwarfs the general obligation debt of the state by over three times. I think as revenues decline and we have to learn to live with a spending limit, that we need increased interest in the area of the long-term debt. We're already hearing discussions about a bond package for next year. And I think that due to increased uncertainties about the oil revenue and also the decline that we're faced with and the inability perhaps to have medium-term bonds that go into the state's projected revenues, I think it's high time that we started to strengthen the role of the bond committee. Thank you, Mr. President.
Rose, chairperson, are you seeking the floor?
Mr. President, I ask unanimous consent to speak under special orders concerning the Legislative Rules Reform Committee.
You have the floor without objection.
Thank you. I'd like to inform my colleagues that staff members from the NCSL will begin arriving in Juneau on Monday. The special committee met yesterday, and it's the number one priority of the committee that all members of the legislature be interviewed as to their wishes and how the rules should be changed, or their feelings on code of ethics or the conflict of interest law. So if you will cooperate with those folks, if you have changes that you'd like to submit in writing, we'll welcome them. But all of you will be asked to be interviewed. If you don't care to be interviewed, of course, that's your choice. But I wanted my colleagues to know.
Thank you. Further announcement of committee meetings? You have the floor, Senator.
Under special orders.
Senator Ferencamp, you have the floor.
I move and ask unanimous consent that the bill that I introduced today, which is SB 151, be held on the desk for my colleagues to look at in case they want to co-sponsor.
The title of the bill, Senator, again, approximately?
Oh, 151. The title is relating to regional resource development authorities.
No objection. Senator Ray?
There's no other business coming.
11.
There's no other business come before the Senate. I move we adjourn to 11 a.m. Monday, February 28th.
Adjourn to 11 a.m.